Yeah,
Go with
that's
that
just
stuff.
for that.
Okay. What are some of the ways that bhakti can help us in our day-to-day life?
What are some of the ways bhakti can help us in our day-to-day life? Well, we look at life as a spiritual practice. The practitioners of bhakti, or the teachers of bhakti, look at life itself as a spiritual practice, as that every moment, every interaction which we have with every other person in life, even interpersonal interactions, interactions with nature, is all an opportunity to grow spiritually. I was just hearing a story from a lady today, and she was doing some work in a very distraught country. There was a lot of starvation and homelessness, and she was very upset. And she came to the realization that as she was feeling very empty, she said that, actually, I realized I am only one thought away from God. Isn't that a nice thought? Isn't that a nice meditation? I'm only one thought away from God. So bhakti helps us come closer to God. It helps us increase our divine connection. And when we make that divine connection, what happens? We become more peaceful. We become more satisfied. We become more tolerant. We become more forgiving, more compassionate, more kind. And just look at these qualities. If we embody these higher qualities, compassion, kindness, mercy, tolerance, forgiveness, we're happy. And when we carry around with us hate, envy, jealousy, and these qualities, we suffer. We're the ones who suffer. So naturally, by employing or applying bhakti in our life, these qualities develop because they're inherent. That's who we really are. And then we get to carry them around. Can you imagine if every moment of your life you're feeling compassion, you're feeling tolerance, you're feeling kindness? How will you feel? You'll feel wonderful. It won't matter if you're rich or poor. These things will not be really important, because you'll be experiencing your own inner spiritual consciousness. You'll be experiencing who you are.
Okay. This, what you're talking about, sounds very religious. I like to be a spiritual person, but I'm not really into religion. Can you tell me, bhakti, is this just another religion?
So you want to know if bhakti is another religion, and because you're attracted to spiritual life, but you're not attracted to religion. So I guess we should probably first define what we mean by religion. And I'm going to make an assumption that what you mean by religion is a set of customs, traditions, rituals, and practices, and also confined within a system that may make you feel somewhat guilty or bad or wrong or sinful if you don't follow them, as opposed to what you might think is spiritual, meaning your connection with God, God in your heart, God guiding you, and the ways of being, the ways of thinking and acting that will strengthen that connection. So bhakti has nothing to do with religion in the way that you've understood it. Bhakti is sometimes better understood by the word self-realization or self-actualization, to understand who you are. And sometimes we can even apply the word science. And why would we call something like this a science? Well, much in the same way that if you're in a mathematics class, it does, or a science class, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, Hindu, Muslim, the information is the same. So beyond limited conceptions of God, beyond the idea of my God is better than your God, my religion is better than your religion, is the reality that we're all spiritual beings. We're all the same spiritually. That's an undeniable fact. The reality that the body is just a housing or a vehicle for the soul. That when we leave this body, the body no longer shows any signs of life, but we go on. These are scientific realities. These are far beyond any religious belief or faith.
What would I get from taking the bhakti course?
The bhakti course. You want to know what you would get from the bhakti course? Very good question. I'm glad you asked that. The bhakti course was designed for people who are... Well, let me. I'll put it this way. Let me give you an example. You want to know what the you get from the Bhakti course. Let me give you an example. You remember, many of you may know that Lord Buddha, when he was young, he was a prince, and he was raised inside the kingdom, and he was never let outside because his parents didn't want him to see what the real world was like. And one day he got out of the palace unknown to them. He saw an old man, and he was with the servant of the palace who took him out. And he said, "What's this?" And he said, "This is old age." He said, "Old age? I've never seen that. What is old age?" And he explained, "Well, people grow old." And then he saw a man dying in the street. He saw a diseased man. He had never seen these things. So he was asking, "What is this? What is this?" And it was explained to him. And at that point, he began to question, "Well, what is life? There must be an answer. There must be a solution." And so these are the big questions. Why am I here? Where am I going? Who am I? These are the real questions. You realize how if somebody loses their spouse, how big a deal that is, if there's a divorce or separation or a spouse cheats on one another and they break up, how traumatic an experience that is for someone? Or if we lose our money, or if we lost a limb off our body, what a tragic event that would be. Yet, we are losing ourself, and it goes unnoticed, as if nothing had happened. Isn't that amazing? We're losing ourself. Most people don't know who they are, and it's going unnoticed, as if nothing had happened. So the Bhakti course is a course which will help us connect with who we are. It will teach us how to actually be happy, not just temporarily or artificially. It will teach us how karma works, why suffering exists, and it will answer these big questions. Why we're here? What are we supposed to do while we're here? What happens after? Just like most people plan for the future. You go to school, then you plan what you will do. You get a job, you'll see how you can... what's the best way you can work in that industry? And then you make plans for retirement. But what about 150 years from now? Where do you want to be in 150 years? Who's planning that? These are the important questions. If you had a few days to live, would you be satisfied that you've understood life, that you've answered the big questions, that you've found what you're looking for? That's the Bhakti course. It answers these important questions, and it enables you to feel a deep level of satisfaction, not coming from the body, but coming from the soul. I'll give you an example. If you have an itch on your back, and you can't touch it because it's right in that spot where any way you go for it, your arms won't reach. This way won't reach, that way it won't reach. And you ask a friend, "Can you scratch my back?" And you point out that very spot and say, "Please scratch there." And they scratch everywhere except that spot. How would you feel? Would you go crazy? Of course you would. They're scratching all around it. They're missing it by an eighth of an inch, a sixteenth of an inch. You almost got it. But they don't get it. Drive you crazy. That's what material life is like. We're trying to satisfy the itch materially. And finally, when they get the spot, what do you say? Ah, the spot. That's what spiritual life is. And that's what the Bhakti course teaches you, how to get in touch, how to satisfy that itch.
We have 3 minutes. You need time to set up?
I'm ready. I'm done.
We can start on the show. We'll just tell everybody. Yeah. Let's see what's happened is I haven't done a show in a few weeks, so there's not going to be a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about all kinds of stuff.
Before we do that, you'll just talk extemporaneously, or you want to have a conversation?
No, we can have a conversation. I'll just tell everybody you're here. They'll hear you. We can just continue what we're doing. But you'll have to sit where he's sitting. I think it's fine. I mean, this show is very cash.
It's just the Mahatma show.
It's, they never know what to expect from me. And, when I go away,
I think it's still recording.
I lose people.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
When I go away, I lose people, so then it takes a while. And I'm going to be gone next week also, so.
Uh-huh. helpful.
Yeah, whatever questions you have. Because you really need to... I'll try to answer like them differently in different pace and different animation.
Let me get a few minutes of me in the seat there so that they can see. And then... speak. Mahatma, we're going to talk tonight about bhakti life. Pretty exciting. Oh, no, I've got to talk. You're over here.
We're not on yet.
No. No. But this is just something for when we edit this.
Okay.
One of the things that, anyway, we'll go over. But Mahatma, we're going to talk tonight about bhakti life. I'm looking forward to getting to know more about it. And then we can put it into the... Okay, so we're going to do that, huh?
Well, we can go as long as we want, and then when we're finished, I'll just explain to them what we're doing.
Yeah, because my daughter's waiting at the temple party. So.
Oh, you want to call her?
She's lost her phone.
We should get her. Why don't we get her?
What are you doing? See, right now...
Let's interview her.
Usually when I do this show, I have him...
Looking straight in.
Yeah, I even chop off a little bit at the top because it still shows...
We'll just have to keep... Why don't we keep it the same as it was, and I'll continue speaking this way until we actually start the show.
Thanks for the shows. Like this left should be showing. Either you can maybe move to the right a little bit, or maybe just have him off-center, just like that.
Yeah, I think off-center.
It's better to have him...